Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. May the force be with you. Diana Frischkott-Roth is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Diana is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, director of Economics 21, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute for Research Policy. She's worked for at least three presidential administrations that I know of, and as an economist. She is the author of a number of books, including Regulating to Disaster and an upcoming book, Disinherited, which we'll talk about at a later date. She's our good friend, Diana Frischkott-Roth. Welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. Okay, so I told the audience in the first segment when I was telling them that you were coming, unions are up to a bunch of new nefarious activity. And one of them is, one of the things they like to do when they can't seem to get the job done, when they can't seem to sell their product on the street in one way, they'll change the rules. And if they have to break the rules, they'll break the rules. And that's what they're doing now with the union election rules, aren't they?
That's exactly what they're doing. And I would say there are some unions that do a very good job, like the Maritime Union that retrains its workers every time they come back from some tour of shipping duty, recertifies them so that they can move up. And we're not talking about union members who are the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
What we're talking about is these union bosses who are trying to take advantage of their union members who earn high salaries, who take dues and initiation fees out of their members' paychecks and spend it not on negotiation, but they spend it on political activity,
right,
and political contributions that union members might not agree with.
That's right.
I mean, I think unions are great, but these union leaders are just perverting the whole process and the whole meaning of the union by taking people's money and using it for things that they don't want it to be used.
I don't think unions are great anymore. I was a product of a union family in the last century when unions were necessary. I think unions are passé. I think they're not needed anymore in most cases. We certainly don't need teachers unions. The automobile industry doesn't need teachers unions. The Teamsters union doesn't need to exist anymore. But especially when the unions,
which is why the percent of union membership has been steadily declining in the United States.
It's fallen off the table. It's going
most
into nothing.
Most people don't need unions.
Honey, I Shrunk the Unions. You know, that's what somebody could make a movie about that, right?
Right.
It's not because of anything except they can't sell their product anymore, because employers are not abusing their people anymore. They're taking good care of their people, and they can't sell it. And so when they have a problem selling it, that's when the union leaders see their power eroding, and they start breaking the rules to gain some more power back. Tell us what's going on with these new rules.
Well, with these new rules that
are going
to take effect April 14th, they're called quickie election rules. And what they've done is they have speed the National Labor Relations Board, which is being run by union activists now, instead of being impartial, has speeded up the process for elections, the union representation. So it used to be that a union would file a petition for representation. The employer would be able to make the case to the workers as to maybe why it wasn't a good idea. They would select what's called the appropriate bargaining unit. So if you have a big store like Lord & Taylor or Macy's, mm-hmm, they would figure out which workers would be eligible to vote in the election, who would the election apply to, or a Ford Motor mm-hmm Company or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to speed up the whole thing so that employers do not have the time to make the case to the workers, and also that they would skip the whole section of figuring out who was eligible
mm-hmm
to vote for the union. They would vote first, figure out who is eligible later. And this is just practically unheard of in any form of governance in America.
It's unprecedented.
Vote first, figure out later.
Yeah.
This overturns decades of precedent,
yeah.
50 years of precedent.
The other thing I want to point out real quick here is that I lost my thought there. The unions this is not just you mentioned Macy's and Lord and Taylor. The unions that these quickie elections could come down market to small businesses. That's the reason why we're reporting on this right now. This doesn't happen just to big companies, does it?
That's right. Yes, there could be a petition for union representation for any company at
Absolutely.
All.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the concern.
And once the petition has been made under these new rules, the employer has to hand over not just the worker's name and address as they did before, but personal information, their
right.
personal cell phone number, their personal email address.
This is unprecedented intrusion.
It's unprecedented,
folks.
And a gross invasion of privacy.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back and talk about minimum wage and unions after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.